Well, it would seem that it is pretty chaotic, and but in a way that's absolutely natural. I mean, something as vast as this, maybe 200,000 people dying in one city, in a capital city, never been known before, you would expect it to be totally chaotic. It is, and it's just beginning, I think, now to sort of settle down.
Do you think that the US in particular has been sensitive to accusations that, you know, here is a disaster happening on its doorstep? You know, we've got to get in there, and we've got to get in there for the long haul.
Yeah, I think it's a case of never a good deed goes unpunished. I mean, the US, out of the, I would say definitely out of the goodness of its heart, has rushed in and effectively taken over. It's pouring in 10,000 troops, vast amounts of money, and it's taken over the airport. But you, in the haste to get good done, I fear that it is treading on people's toes very, very heavily.
Why is that? What's the evidence for that?
Well, I think it's two things happening. First of all, the Haitian government, which was never strong at the best of times, has now effectively collapsed. And so there was a huge vacuum there, and there was no one really to take its place. Now, normally you'd have the UN in a situation like that. And the UN was there. The UN was there in force. But it took one of the biggest hits of all the different groups and organisations there. It lost its head. It lost its deputy. It lost the chief of police. Well, it was very, very damaged by it, and it lost all its logistics operations. On top of that, it's a Brazilian force, and Brazil and Haiti have been traditionally very, very close. So Brazil is taking it very personally that America is trying to effectively take over the whole thing, because Brazil says, no, these are our troops, and they don't take orders from America, and America is saying, well, we're not going to take orders from anybody else anyway. So you have potentially quite an explosive problem there.
Médecins Sans Frontières was also expressing dissatisfaction, shall we say, about the inability to get its packages in there.
They were speaking for an awful lot of other aid groups, I think, here. But what was happening was the Americans, in their haste to get people in, and get their own people in, to get a security force in there, was effectively saying, no, you, the aid planes, are going to have to wait until we've got our security forces in there. So it's a very small airport, terribly few planes could get in anyway. Half the planes going in were not aid planes, they were planes taking American soldiers in. So, of course, people got very upset about that.
And in the long run, is what's going to happen? Will America have to kind of pretty much assume control? Because, you know, to set up another government in Haiti, which is what's going to happen, it's going to take a very long time.
Well, there were meant to be elections later, in about a month's time, and then again major presidential elections in a year's time. These are almost certainly going to be abandoned for the moment. I think for the moment it is a question. This is a sovereign state, and however damaged it may be, you have to rely on its sovereignty. You have to respect that. You can't just have countries going in and saying, taking over another country and setting up a protectorate or something like that. There has to be a debate about it. And just because there's a disaster. So I would think what America, what Britain, what the powers should be doing is helping Haiti get back on its feet. At that point, it then can have a real say in its future.